CBN.
Okay.
Try it again.
Okay. Okay. Hi, this is Mira, and you're listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This show is called The Answer Isn't the Beat. It's on every Saturday, 2 to 6 a.m. You just heard Moonpool and Dead Band with MEQ, Ice Cold Chrissy Mix from the MEQ Double 12-inch. Before that, Traxman and DJ Fred with Electro Tech from Slash Down the Album. JT the Goon with Oil on Ice from a new 12-inch on Key Sound. Christian Vogel with Seed Dogs from his album The Inertials. Howie Lee with Bay High from his most recent album on Alpha Pop. Not going to try to pronounce it. Odd Nosdom with Profane Bong Su from his new album Sisters. I think that gets us up to date. This is Fabio Orsi in the background from his new release called Postcards from Russia. All right, it is time for some concert information. Tonight, there is a show going on at Farhouse. It's called Farhouse Dance Academy with Axiom Crux, JDSY, The Joels, Five Star Hotel, and DJ FLP. That's tonight at Farhouse. It's supposed to start at 9, but, you know, these things go. But this one's obviously going to go late because there's a lot of people playing. What else is going on? March 9th, Rangda, Gorilla, Toss, and Shells at the Marble Bar. March 10th, Music for Piano, Electronics, Film, and Lasers at the Carrytown Concert House. March 11th, Tortoise and Mind Over Mirrors at the Blind Pig here in Ann Arbor. March 12th, Big Fun plays the electric music of Miles Davis at the Encore at Encore Records. March 14th, Faust at Marble Bar. What else is going on? March 19th, Spring Fever 3 with Dwayne, The Brand New Dog, X-American, Asbo Action Squad, Pocket Candies, and Matilda. That is all at Farhouse. April 15th is the Detroit Free Arts Music Festival at the Detroit Contemporary. What else? April 23rd, Saul Conrad, Ben Willis, Nick Zamparelli, and Travis Yarosh at Farhouse. May 13th, In Atomic World, Soji, Red Robe, and Super Thing at Farhouse. May 19th, Chelsea Wolf and the Dead Forest Index at L Club. May 28th, there's a Tresser 25 Years event at Tangent Gallery. Not sure exactly what's going to be at that, but the whole Tresser Detroit thing looks like it's taking form. All that rumors about Tresser buying some warehouse in Detroit and turning it into a club might happen sometime. Who knows? May 29th, there's also No Way Back at the Tangent Gallery. And, of course, that's also the same weekend as Movement. And it's also the same weekend as Trip Metal Fest. Morton Subotnick and Hieroglyphic Being will be coming to Detroit. And that's going to be fantastic. June 4th is Ultra Mega Awesome Extreme 9 at the Tangent Gallery with a lot of people. A lot of people are playing that. Let me look. It's a good lineup. So Bacon Hanger, Daughters of Eternity, Dolphin, Dr. Butcher, Red Hat, Sasquatch, Solar Bear, Triangles, CCDM, and Stage Diver. So that's... Yep. Ultra Mega Awesome Extreme 9. Saturday, June 4th at the Tangent Galleries. June 9th, Sun O. Right, L Club. June 24th and 25th, Midwest Harsh Fest 2 at the Sanctuary in Detroit. July 15th, John Carpenter at the Masonic Temple. And that's a long time from now. Anyway, concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. You can go to WCBN.org, check out the playlist, everything that's being played. Check out events info and concert info. or more information about things that I read and things that I didn't read. And also, you can always donate to the website if you didn't get around to donating during our fundraiser. You can just click on donate, and that'll tell you all you need to know. All right. I'm here till 6, so I've got a couple more things to play, and then I'll get out of here. Keep it locked, WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Can you imagine not being allowed to buy cold medicine? Not having a library card? These are not imaginary events for the thousands in Washtenaw County who lack valid ID. That's why the County Board of Commissioners created the Washtenaw ID card, so that there would be government-issued ID available to all residents. If you need identification, get a Washtenaw ID card. Even if you already have a driver's license, get a Washtenaw ID and help create a critical mass of users. The Washtenaw ID costs $25 and is available through the Office of the County Clerk, Mondays and Wednesdays, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to noon.
Staff and volunteers at WCBN would like to thank all those listeners who gave us a pledge of financial support in our recent fundraiser.
These donations make continued broadcasting possible.
So, continue to enjoy our fine programming in the knowledge that your own support has made a difference.
Thank you.